Well, I was the newbie on the trip, and although I haven't traveled on mission trips, I've done a lot of traveling, and I've been involved with 55-5 for almost since the inception. So I know a lot about it, and I know what we're doing. But as Wendy said, there's nothing that prepares you when you step off the plane, and these folks are just lined up. They've ridden an hour and a half to get there, and they're singing, and they've got signs, and they're just, it's just amazing. I mean, it's just so humbling. And then you go into the village, and they've got paper mache men, and even before you get there, they've got, I mean, it's 10 o'clock at night or something, and they're just singing
every
and,
night.
And just I mean, this was the coming in, it's like, wow, it's like you just don't feel worthy. I mean, you feel like that you know, I'm not worthy thing, and it's like it just got better. I mean, and you go to see these widows, and they'd all be there, they're just worshiping you. We found out, I don't know, halfway through it, that there were churches that had been assigned to us to pray for us before we even got over there. It's like, huh? I mean, aren't you the ones that need prayer? But really, it is backwards. I mean, these folks are so resourceful. You hear that old Marine thing about they do more before you wake up or whatever. These folks do. I mean, I looked out my bedroom when they're slaughtering a cow. They're halfway through it. It's 6 a.m. And then I see them over there on the table, and they're chopping it up. And everybody's got a purpose. They got the little dogs. They all look the same. They're all the same size. They're waiting under there, you know, like in the Bible, just getting the scraps. They don't go from one hut to another without carrying something or bringing something back. Just the most godly people I've ever seen. And that the one thing that's haunting to me, these little girls were great, too, and the little kids were awesome. But the thing that's haunting to me is when you see the little babies carrying babies, that they weren't just like visiting with them. That was their job. They carried these babies all day. And I couldn't put together, why are there not more men around? But there's a lot of women. Well, a lot of the women have died as well, but the men won't eat the HIV medication, so they die. So you have a lot of widows, the ones that do take it, and you have a ton of orphans. And it's just really sad. But in spite of all that, these folks are just, again, just so godly and so, you just are so humbled. Even if you go there without any, you think you have no pride, you realize I've got a lot of pride compared to these people. And they have just, it's just earth-shattering. So anyway, it was a great trip. And you know, it really does, you know, the support Touchstone gives to 55-5 is being used well, let's put it that way. So thank you, everybody.